couple of hundred people have already signed up to attend the Maria Dross Counseling Services Compassion in Every Step fundraiser. It's coming up May 14th at Granite Links here in Quincy. Kelly Banks is joining us once again to bring us a little preview and tell us what will be happening that evening. Great to see you again, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to be here. You're very welcome. Last time you were here, we had the early bird special for the fundraiser, but that's over.
Yes. Right? No more early bird ticket prices. Tickets are the normal price of $150 now.
So. Okay. And they're still available?
They are still available, yep. Yes.
But they're going quick.
So they're going quick. We'd love everybody, if you're interested, to purchase your ticket as soon as possible, just so, you know, obviously it makes us be able to better plan for everybody.
Sure.
But we'd love to have everybody join us.
Yeah, well, it's a full evening. It's dinner, it's music, it's raffles, it's an event.
Yes,
yeah.
It's definitely an event. It starts at 6 p.m. We know it's school and work night, so we're usually out of there anywhere between 9 and 9:30 if we can stay on time, which is always the challenge. However, we have a full night planned for everybody as far as a program, some guests, and some fun things to see when you're there.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday evening, just if folks are wondering.
Yes.
But before we talk about that, and there's a lot to talk about this year,
yes,
for this year's event, tell us just a very brief overview about Maria Dross Counseling.
Yeah, yep. So Maria Dross Counseling, we've been in Quincy a little over 30 years. Yep. We provide a mental health counseling for anybody who needs it. We have a sliding fee scale, so we really can, you know, work with every individual or couple or family that's looking for counseling. We have full-time and part-time staff that are available to support you in whatever you might need.
Yeah, right in Quincy Center,
yes.
So very accessible via public transportation or even walking, right?
Yeah, yep. Walking. The Kilroy Square parking garage is right down the street, which parking is usually $1 an hour unless you're over a certain amount of time, which you most likely won't be.
Right.
So it's pretty easy.
Yeah, and I read a statistic that about 90% of your clients receive some sort of fee reduction for their service. That's astounding.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. You know, we have a lot of individuals that their circumstances are very different. Mm. You know, it's insurance, deductibles, affordability is really hard at times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to make sure that everybody has access in some way or another. Last year we waived over $450,000 in fees for individuals. So, you know, this fundraiser means a lot for us because it helps with that.
This is how you're able to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But our mission is always to make sure that everybody can get the support that they need.
Yeah. Now, has this particular fundraiser been in existence as long as Maria Dross? Do you know, Kelly?
Not as long.
Okay.
My understanding, it's about 20-ish years.
It's got a good history, though. Yeah.
It does, yes.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it different every year? Is there a different theme every year? Or is it always compassion in every step?
So last year, we made some changes to the format.
Mm.
It had been pretty consistent before then. So then we, you know, kind of wanted to move forward with those changes again this year. So we made a few different tweaks, so it's not the exact same event as last year,
right,
but we're still moving forward with the compassion in every step.
Okay. But the statement really explains what Maria Dross' mission is, right? Compassion.
It does.
It's a holistic approach to mental health counseling, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It very much is, you know, what we embody, you know, all of our therapists and our offices, and really focusing on that compassion piece, because mental health is difficult and, you know, it's hard to, you know, make those steps to get yourself the support that you need.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every step. So what are the steps?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, step one is just calling to see, you know, what our availability is, if we're able to, you know, work with you, and there are some cases that we can't support in one way or another, whether it's schedule or just availability for the therapist that we think would be the best fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we do is a really nice job of making sure that if an individual isn't able to be seen with us, to really help them find someone who is the right, or to give them some resources.
Not just say no and hang up the phone, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a difficult piece too. You know, I hear a lot of different places when I have conversations around mental health. A lot of people just don't know where to start.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, probably sometimes the best thing you can do for someone if you can't help them is to tell them that. You know,
exactly.
Not to try it, knowing that you're not going to succeed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And set them on the path to success.
Yes. We hope so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you do still offer like telephone, virtual counseling as
yes.
well as in-person?
You yeah. Do? So okay. we have in-person, we have teletherapy, so we'll work with any individual. Sometimes the schedules align best with teletherapy. Mm-hmm. Some individuals really love the in-person. So yeah. Sometimes in-person is a little bit of a longer wait, but we make sure that we can, you know, easily communicate that with each individual, so
sure.
they understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And talk about counselors a little bit, if you can. You know, there, how many of them are there? Their backgrounds, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So we have about four or five full-time individuals. The rest are, you know, fee-for-service, a part-time therapist.
Yep.
They all have, you know, all the education and the great work that they
yeah.
need for the work that they're doing. We also have a really strong internship program.
Oh.
So a lot of our therapists, whether they're full-time or part-time, were interns with Maria Drost at one point.
Yep.
So we provide that supervision that they need as an intern, and a lot of them want to stay on. So we're able to kind of work with them to make a schedule that is, you know, works for both of us
sure.
on both sides. So.
Yeah, where do the interns come from, Kelly? You know, how is that program organized?
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's a very popular program.
Is
we
it?
Get a lot of applications every year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had interns that come from Bridgewater State, mm-hmm. Boston College, and, you know, Suffolk, a lot of different universities and
okay.
colleges. It varies each year,
yeah.
so we kind of look at, you know, just the applications and the candidates and kind of what they're looking to do, and if we think that they are also a good fit for our organization.
Right. So students in psychology programs at surrounding universities
yes.
and schools. I
yes.
see. Okay.
Yeah.
So really, you're not only you're helping your clients, but you're helping the next generation of counselors.
We
too.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So Compassion in Every Step.
Yes.
It is May 14th, 6 p.m. at Granite Links here in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it all about this year, Kelly?
So this year we have made a few changes.
Okay.
So what individuals can expect if they have purchased a ticket and want to attend is a few guest speakers, one of them being a former Quincy High School student. Her name is Grace, and
mm-hmm.
she's going to be talking a little bit about her experience with mental health. She participated in the fashion technology program through Quincy High School, and her collection that she designed and created was around the five stages of grief.
Hmm.
So I think it'll be a really powerful statement and, you know, message that she's going to send at the event. And then we also kind of pulling in that Quincy High School connection.
Yeah.
We've been working with Robin Kaplan at Quincy High School, who leads the fashion technology program, and their Fashion 2 students, which are primarily sophomores and juniors, have created a piece that they're going to present, either wear it or have it on display at the event. And the kind of process to that was a little unique. We
yeah.
went to the garment district in Cambridge, and they selected either one or a few garments that they are were going to work on transforming. So really connecting the transformation that you can have in your mental health through a piece of clothing as well. So I think it'll be really interesting for everybody to kind of see what it was to begin with and what it looks like now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. All so, right. And then we have a lot of great students in that program that have talked a little bit about what mental health means to them,
mm-hmm.
What it looks like for them, and just kind of, you know, that whole thought process for their age is, you know, mental health is a big conversation
yeah.
In their world. So we're excited for that.
So there'll be a video of them?
Yes, yeah. So a few of them, we actually worked with the wonderful people at QATV to put together a video. A few of them have talked about mental health and, you know, mm. their projects, that sort of thing, and then you'll be able to talk with them at the event in person to kind of get their thoughts around their project, what it means to them, and that sort of thing. So it'll be really exciting to see. And then the other thing that we will be able to showcase that night is we do have an amazing client speaker who is going to be sharing her story. Hers is a little bit different. It's more related to her postpartum journey as a new mom and kind of navigating that world.
Oh, interesting.
And so it'll be really interesting to kind of hear from her. Mm. And then she's also creating a documentary that she's going to display or present in the summer. And the proceeds from that will be coming to Maria Dross Counseling Services.
Oh, very good. Will that be happening in Quincy as well, do you know?
I believe it will be somewhere in Cape.
Okay.
So I think that she's kind of nailing down the venue. So as soon as we know,
we'll be able to share. Can you tell us who that is, or is that not public right now?
I think she's going to release the trailer on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Okay. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit about the thought process behind fashion, you know, and mental health, and especially when it comes to young people?
Yeah.
You know, where did this whole idea generate?
It's interesting because a lot of times you think about fashion, you're not really relating that to mental health.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, our conversation last year and this year in transforming pieces was really around how important it can be to kind of transform your mental health if you're in a space where you're not, you know, you're happy or you're anxious or depressed, just to kind of things that you can do to improve your mental health and transform your life in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And what's been really interesting is the last few years, we've really seen younger generations embrace their mental health more and be very open to talking about it and having conversations. So we're really trying to work with them to, you know, understand more, provide the assistance and the support that they need, but also to help remove that stigma is around mental health.
You know, we've seen some professional athletes become, you know, kind of spokespersons for the mental health community, right? Simone Biles comes to mind just recently, a Red Sox player shared his journey as well. So kind of removing that stigma, right?
It's important. And you know, one thing that we see, especially with this project with them, is that they are very open with talking about their mental health. And I think that is something that we need to make people more comfortable, being able to feel that they can share.
Young people especially.
Especially. One thing that we're excited about, too, is Liam Martin is going to be our MC.
Oh, yeah.
And similarly, he is someone who stepped away from his job in the media because of his mental health.
And was public about it.
And he was very public about it,
It was impacting him as a father, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a husband,
yeah.
In his personal life. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're really excited to kind of bring all this together and help to continue move that conversation. I know I spoke with an individual after our event last year who she just attended and felt as though after hearing people talk, she then could, you know, take that next step to get the support that she needed.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Right there.
I take that as a win.
That's
yes.
a win, yeah. I just want to read a brief statement from your executive director, Mike Shanahan. Proud to partner with Quincy High School's Fashion Technology Program, where talented students will showcase their creativity through transformative fashion designs. Their participation highlights the connection between self-expression, creativity, and mental well-being, an inspiring addition to this vital cause.
Yes.
So there you have it.
Absolutely.
But there's going to be some fun, too, that night, right?
There's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah.
So we have some live music.
Yes.
We have raffles. Right now, we're close to 60 raffles. We have silent auction packages that you can expect, some golf packages, some different, you know, overnight stays that we're trying to, you know, put together and have a great package for someone to be able to bid on. Some of our raffles, we've had a lot of things that have been donated by amazing businesses in Quincy.
Do tell.
So a lot of the restaurants, you know, the Fuji Group has been a great supporter.
Oh, very nice.
We have some restaurants from the Feller House, from Novara, you know, so
oh,
all around. Yeah, a lot
okay.
of local businesses have graciously supported. So you can look for a lot of different raffle items. We're going to have some mystery bags that, you know, you can pay $25 for, and
you don't know what you're getting, but it'll be something.
You might get a $250 gift card, you might get an overnight stay on the Cape, or you could just get a $50 restaurant gift card. So
either way,
lots of things to be excited for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a goal for the fundraiser, Kelly? An overall goal in mind?
Yeah, so we would love to raise anywhere from $175,000 to $200,000 because, you know, the work that we're doing is so important.
Yeah. So is this your main event for the year, would you say?
Yeah, this is our main fundraiser that we do every year. So we're excited to have everybody kind of come out and support.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, there are still tickets available, right?
Yes.
Right up till the...
We'd love to have you. Nearly the date.
But don't wait.
Give us a little time to plan. So if you can, do it sooner than later.
Absolutely. Now, the fashions that have been created, I understand there's about eight of them. Is that right? So are they all dresses, or is there a variety of
Yeah, items? So there's a variety. So a few are dresses. A few are, you know, repurposed and redesigned jeans and tops, skirts. So a variety of different things that you'll be able to see.
And what happens to them after the show?
So they are the students.
Yes.
The students are able to keep them.
Okay.
So I'm sure they'd be willing to have a conversation with you if there's something that really drives you. So
okay. Might be their, who knows, their first
It might be their
sale
first, exactly.
As a fashion designer. Is it boys and girls? Is there a combination? Or is it
so the program, the class that we're working with is, I believe, all girls.
All girls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Maybe it'll inspire some boys to get involved.
Yeah. It's a great program.
Social media, of course.
Yeah, so you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can learn more about what we're doing and the spring fundraiser and just in general.
Okay. On the website, the tickets right through the website, right?
Tickets are available on the website. Yeah. You can also... if you don't want to pay online, there is a pay by check option. You can mail in a check to our offices.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Or you can give us a call if you need some other accommodation, and we can talk about it.
Sure. Sounds like it's going to be a great evening.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I wish you great success.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for stopping by, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.